Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairytale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairytale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking to Emily Hines-Gary about her wedding pavilion ceremony and her reception at Citricose. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she planned these events and also a couple other events around her wedding and how everything turned out. So welcome, Emily.
Thanks so much for having me, Carrie. So excited to be here.
Thanks for being here. I always like to start at the very beginning and find out how you guys decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
Oh my goodness. How much time do we have? No, I'm just kidding. So we had kind of a crazy curvy road to get to our Disney wedding. We got engaged in November of 2021 in Charleston, South Carolina, and it was absolutely my dream proposal. Unfortunately, at that time, my dad was fighting brain cancer and he wasn't doing very well, and he passed in December. And so our original plan was that we were going to go and get married in Virginia. We were going to go get married in Middleburg, Virginia. I'm originally from that part of the country. So my now husband was like, yes, let's go get married in Virginia. It's close to your family. It's a good situation. We found this beautiful barn venue. I'm an equestrian, so we were really looking at barn venues, which is just kind of crazy to think about now how our day actually ended up. So we booked our venue in January of 22. Unfortunately, in June, my husband's father got leukemia and passed away. And so we then had to rethink our wedding plans because we were like, you know what? Family's really important. We want to be kind of in between the two. We found, again, another gorgeous venue in Maryland, and it was a barn and it was stunning. And we were all set to get married Labor Day weekend of 2023. We were so excited. And I had always kind of, you know, thrown around the idea of a Disney wedding, but he was kind of like, that's a little too Disney adult for me, because honestly, this man had never been to Disney before January of 2022. So that was his first like foray into Disney, was going with me then. But we received the catering quote back from our venue, and it was so ridiculously high. And I was just like, this just seems like a lot for not, you know, what we want. And when we actually got down to the dollars and cents, this is not as fairy tale as you probably would think, but when it got down to the dollars and the cents, it was just like, okay, we're not getting like the bang for our buck. This is not what we're picturing. And so again, I had told him like two times, you know, maybe we should look at Disney. No, it's too Disney adult. And then in February of last year, I had a little bit of a breakdown and I said, I really think we should try Disney. I think you should just look at it. I did the math. Let's look at the pricing. Like, look how much you can get. And the whole thing is just spectacular. I joined the Disbrides group and checked out the, you know, Fairytale Wedding Guide. And again, we were running through all the numbers and it was just making a lot more sense. So I reached out to Disney and I got my dream come true, because we should have done that from the start. But he just took a little bit longer to get on the bandwagon than I did. But that's kind of how we got there.
So then how did your friends and family react when they found out the wedding was going to be at Disney?
I always share this story because I just think it's kind of funny. So my mom, I called her and I said, Mom, you know, I have to like tell you something. And at first she was like, are you pregnant? And I was like, no, I'm not. And I said, no, Mom, you know, we are changing our wedding venue. We've just thought about it a lot. We think it's a really good decision. We're going to get married down in Disney and we're going to do it over Thanksgiving week, you know, so that people have time off. Well, you know, you should have done that in the first place. You know, everybody's kind of reaction was, yeah, like, of course you're having your wedding at Disney. Like, that makes sense, because everybody that knows me knows that, like, I'm just Disney obsessed. And so my mom was just like, yeah, of course you're going to have your wedding at Disney. Like, that is what makes sense for you guys. So they were very excited. My whole bridal party was really, really pumped. I have a lot of my close friends are also as obsessed with Disney as I am. So they were like, really? Disney World vacation, like, we're in. So that was really exciting. Everybody's reaction was just like a simultaneous, like, duh.
How many guests did you invite, and how many were able to make the trip?
So we invited 250 guests, and we had about 100 that were able to join us.
Great. Did you set up a room block for your guests?
We did. You know, there were a lot of pros and cons, I would say, that we heard prior to doing the room block. But honestly, everybody was from out of town. We had a lot of guests who this was their first time coming to Disney World. They were not really familiar with the area. They weren't really familiar with, like, how Disney works. So we just thought it would be easier to have the wedding block for them. We worked with really, really, really wonderful people in the reservation department. I mean, they just went above and beyond. Every single question that I had, they answered. They were very quick about responding. They really walked us through everything, which was very nice. There were a few situations where we had issues with just, like, dates and things like that, or we needed to add a room or whatever it might be. And I actually was able to get them in direct contact with my point contact, and she was able to help them out, and she literally was just the best. So it was just, honestly, it was an amazing experience. I know that there's pros and cons to doing it or not doing it, but I definitely would say that it was definitely useful, especially because we had so many first timers.
That's wonderful. How did you choose the day of the week and time of day for your event?
We wanted our weekend to feel like an experience. And so we also wanted to be respectful of people's time off. We wanted to be respectful of people's plans. And so we decided to do it the week of Thanksgiving. We decided specifically on Monday at 9:30 in the morning because we wanted people to be able to, you know, leave after the wedding and not have to stay an extra night, since most of them had been there, you know, all weekend. That's kind of how we ended up with that. But also Thanksgiving week, obviously, it is a busy time for travel, but a lot of people do tend to take off that week anyway, or they have off from work or school or whatever it might be. So that was another reason why we went with that week. I've also always wanted to have a winter wedding. And unfortunately, when we were getting married up here in the north, that was just not going to be possible because the weather is, you know, not the same as it is in Florida, unfortunately. But it's the perfect time of year in Florida to get married, in my opinion. You're kind of past that, like, hurricane season. Although when we came, it was that week that was raining like crazy, but it cleared up for our day and it was absolutely gorgeous. The weather, it was not too warm. It was not too cold. Everybody was really comfortable. The sun was shining. I mean, I don't have enough nice things to say about Florida in November, but that's kind of how we figured out what date we were going to use.
Got it. Okay. How did you choose your ceremony and reception venues?
Honestly, I feel like any little girl that's ever seen the wedding pavilion, even if it's just going by on the monorail, I feel like they dream of having their wedding there. I was very, very obsessed with the Freeform series about the fairy tale weddings. And every single time I would see the wedding pavilion, I would literally be breathless. Like, I just thought it was the most beautiful thing ever. And so when we decided to have a Disney wedding, we said, you know what, if we're going to do this, like, let's really do this. Let's go down. Let's do the open house. Let's tour. Let's see what it's like. You know, and if we don't like it, then we can find another suitable space. But we walked in, and honestly, pictures don't even do the space justice. It is so gorgeous. You know, we walked in and I immediately was like in tears. It was just the whole spectacle of the open house, the organist being there, the imagery of the castle being right there as you're getting married, the pews, like, just everything about it is just spectacular. So to me, like, I was immediately sold, like, yep, this is where we're getting married. This is where we're doing it. And then Citricose, honestly, I saw somebody else's wedding on the Facebook group and I said, oh my gosh, that is really beautiful. I don't know where this is. And so looked a little bit more into it. We, that same weekend that we did the open house, we actually had dinner at Citricose. And looking around, I said, wow, this is really, again, amazing. It's a beautiful space. The windows are gorgeous. They let in a lot of natural light. The other thing is that because the space has pretty newly renovated, it doesn't require a lot of decor. So we did not need to bring in a ton of, you know, florals and things like that, like you might have in a ballroom. So that was another kind of plus side, was that we could save a little bit of money on just like the decor elements by having it at Citricose. It's kind of the same thing with the wedding pavilion. The wedding pavilion is so gorgeous on its own. I don't feel like you need a lot of florals. Florals and decorative accents, they complement the space, but you don't need them because they just kind of stand on their own. So that was our main reason. But honestly, when I was little, I was on the monorail and I saw the carriage like pull up to the wedding pavilion. And I literally turned to my mom and I was like, I want that. Like, I don't care where I get married. Like, I want that. And she was like, okay. But I did make my dreams happen. I feel like it's just kind of a special place to get married.
That's wonderful. Did you guys use any outside vendors for the portions of your event which you were able to?
Yes, we did, for sure. So for photography, I interviewed a lot of photographers. There are so many talented ones in the Orlando area, especially ones that do, you know, Disney photography. However, I met Christina from Wild Whimsy Studios and we, on our first call, immediately hit it off. And I absolutely loved her photos. I remember there were two specific ones. There was one of a bubble exit that I absolutely was obsessed with. And there was another one that she had photographed at the Tree of Life at Animal Kingdom. And it was like a late night ceremony. And the pictures were just gorgeous. I mean, all her pictures are gorgeous, but those are the two that I was like, okay, I want this woman. We're connecting on a good level here. So, you know, that's how we kind of found her. She was spectacular. Her husband, spectacular. I literally don't have enough nice things to say about them. They were just above and beyond. So we are the first out of, I think, all of our friends to get married. And we had a lot of first-time bridesmaids and groomsmen in our party. And they were just giving the best directions. They were, you know, posing everybody. They were giving everybody, okay, you know, move your bouquet down. Okay, don't block your face. Okay, can you put your hand on your hip? Like, just amazing direction. She was so quick. Like, she was getting those portraits done and running on that Disney timeline. And like not a beat off. The pictures turned out better than I could have ever imagined. I am so lucky that we got to like work with her. I just don't have enough nice things again, like I said, to say about them. Oh, and she was really quick also on getting the turnaround for our album and our sneak peek. We got married over a holiday and I was really anxious to get my pictures, at least a sneak peek back, obviously, to do our Christmas card. And so, you know, she got it to me really quickly. We were able to do those. She was just fantastic. We used Sugar Peach Productions for our video. And again, I don't have enough nice things to say about Courtney. Courtney is fantastic. Came across a video that she did. I will say I pretty much throughout the whole process was very, very anti-wedding video. I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. A lot of the videos that I've seen have been very like either corny and cheesy, which I don't like, or a lot of them have what I like to call like Twilight music in the background, which is just not my vibe. It's totally fine. If it's anybody else's, it's just not mine. So I was kind of anti video. But as soon as I saw one of Courtney's videos, I said, oh my gosh, I need to talk to this woman. And she got on a call very quickly with me within minutes of me sending in my request for more information. She was, you know, hey, like, when can you talk? Like, she was really quick in responding, which was really wonderful. She worked with me throughout the whole process, which was really lovely. She has a very cute camera that definitely, you know, helps. No, just kidding. But her camera is very cute. It's pink. And I love pink, if that's not obvious by my pictures. But she was really wonderful. We're still waiting on our video, but I have no doubt that I'm going to love that too. And then the last kind of outside vendor that we worked with in Florida was Before the Isle Weddings, and they do hair and makeup. again, literally fantastic. I found out right before the wedding that we actually were their largest bridal party that they have ever done, ever. And apparently I am still holding that title as of today. So that is pretty incredible. Our wedding was really early in the morning. So obviously, you know, they knocked on our door at 2:40 a.m. Could not have been more pleasant. We were up and at them and they got through everybody ahead of schedule, which again, absolutely amazing in terms of timeline for not only Disney, but also for Christina and for Courtney, because we were able to start like pictures earlier and capturing some of those like video moments earlier as well. So everybody just like worked really cohesively, really nicely. All my girlfriends, all my bridesmaids, all my junior bridesmaids, my mom, my mother-in-law, they could not get over their hair and makeup and how amazing it looked. You know, I think it's really nerve-wracking when you don't get your hair and makeup done professionally very often. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to look like? But my bridesmaids literally still months later are talking about just like how much they loved it and just like thinking about how like nervous they were. And now they're like, we shouldn't have been nervous. Like it worked out really well. So they were absolutely wonderful. Definitely, you know, suggest them highly, highly. They could not have been nicer. Every single vendor that we worked with could not have been nicer. They were all just really pleasant. They were very professional. They did their job. They got it done on time or ahead of schedule even. So all in all, just really, really incredible experience working with the outside vendors.
So now I got to ask, how many people were in your bridal party?
Okay, so we had, gosh, you're going to think I'm crazy. So we had, getting hair and makeup done, we had my four junior brides people. We had my mother-in-law, my mother, and then we had, I had 12 bridesmaids. And then I had one bridesman and then one man of honor. And within those bridesmaids, I had two maids of honor. So it was a very large bridal party.
And was your husband able to come up with a matching number of people to be on his side?
Yeah. Funny story about that. So actually we had both my man of honor and my bridesman stand on the guy side when we were getting married. We unfortunately had a few groomsmen that were unfortunately unable to make it at the last minute just due to different circumstances. But luckily, my girly pops love walking down the aisle together. So we actually ended up having three of them link arms to walk in and out.
That's great. Now, for the ceremony and the reception, did you add any kind of entertainment?
Yes, we did. So the first big piece, I would say, of entertainment would be that carriage. That was a non-negotiable for me. We needed the carriage. It's so beautiful. Besides the fact that I ride horses and I am constantly questioning, like, how do they keep those ponies so white? And I found out the answer. I asked one of the footwoman, actually, you know, how do you do that? And she says, we bathe them every single day. I said, wow, that's amazing. But that was a big, big thing. That was a non-negotiable. That was a piece of entertainment. And then we went to the tasting in June, and we met Majordomo. And Christian was in love with Majordomo. He was like, if this is the one thing that I get for the whole wedding, he's like, let it be it. I want Majordomo. So we had Majordomo there. He brought us our rings. He did the announcements. He announced at our reception. That was really wonderful. So that was a very cool thing. We also had Mickey and Minnie there. And according to Christina and Courtney, we had them in an outfit that they have never seen before. Apparently it's new, but Minnie and Mickey, big hits. I obviously, that was another thing, you know, we kind of had this attitude going into the planning, which was kind of like, you know, if you're going to do a Disney wedding, like do a Disney wedding, like do the whole thing. And so for me, again, another non-negotiable, Mickey and Minnie, they had to be there. I love them. I am obsessed with them. They were so, so cute. I just loved it so much. And then something else, I'm not sure if you would consider it entertainment, but I kind of do. We did not have any dancing at our wedding. It was brunch. And that is not a time, for us at least, to get low. And so we decided against having a dance floor and having a DJ and having the dancing, you know, because it was in the middle of the day. So we went with a caricature artist, and they did hit and run caricatures of all of our guests, which was really cool. So that was another piece of entertainment that we had.
That's wonderful. Do you have any menu items or cake flavors that you would recommend?
So we ended up choosing the confetti cake with Bailey's Irish cream like filling, and it was so, so good. Second runner up for me was the lavender cake, which I actually ended up having for my bridal tea with the tropical mousse filling. It tastes so good, and it's really a pretty color. So that's also great. That was our cake. It was so good. Menu items. It was very important for us. Again, another non-negotiable. Because we were having brunch, I really wanted to have Mickey waffles because I just like love Mickey waffles. I love Mickey. I love anything Mickey shaped. So Mickey waffles, non-negotiable, had to have. I thought something else cool that they did. We had a make your own omelet station. That was really fun and really good because people could add in whatever they wanted. We also had asparagus with hollandaise sauce, which is something like it's kind of like a family thing. It's something my family eats almost every single holiday, every brunch, birthday, whatever. That's like a classic dish that we had. So it was kind of special to have that there, but the Disney team took it like one step further and they actually added like caviar on the top, which was not something I was expecting at all, but was really, really tasty. We also had this inspired by Citrico's, the corn chowder and the strawberry salad. Both of those items, really, really good. Definitely would suggest that. The one thing that we did not do, which I thought was really cool, the tasting, which we thought about but then decided against it, was the cake ball machine. So you could have like different flavors of cake and it's just like cool. But anyway, that was really neat as well.
Can you tell my listeners a bit about the other events you added for your wedding weekend, like your bridal tea?
Because I wanted to be cognizant of how much money my bridesmaids were spending, because they, you know, took a lot of time and money and effort to come all the way down to Orlando. We had people flying in from California and Texas and New York and Boston. I mean, from literally, like, I have bridesmaids everywhere. Philly. So, you know, it was important to me that we kind of batch everything together. So the weekend really kicked off on Friday before the wedding. That was our first official day of our wedding weekend. And I organized a bridal tea for my bridesmaids and my junior bridesmaids and some of my family members to attend. Tiana is my favorite princess. I am obsessed with her. And we decided on the theme Tiana's Tea. And so I worked with Disney to kind of figure out how we could make that vision come to life. So we were able to add cool things like different colored napkins that kind of like mimic her, you know, color palette with all of her different dresses, like her blue dress, her green dress, Lottie's pink dress, things like that. And then my cake, I had sent some pictures to the Disney team and I kind of said, make it a surprise. I'm sure it'll look great. They knocked it out of the park. The cake was gorgeous. It had Tiana on it. It had her crown on it. It was just literally gorgeous. But my bridesmaids, I think they had a really good time. We had tea, we had champagne, we had finger sandwiches, we had cake, we had different desserts. It was really wonderful. The Disney team, again, shout out to them. Don't have enough nice things to say about them either. They really made sure all weekend that we were, you know, taken care of. And so the whole time during my bridal shower, they were making sure that my glass was always filled, my cup was always filled. Was I hungry? Should I refill your plate? Things like that. So that was really nice. But it was really fun. We had that at Ariel's. And we also, I will say, we switched out the chairs in there, I believe to be the white chairs, which I think kind of helped the theme a little bit. It was absolutely gorgeous. I think that, you know, it was just a little way for me to say a big thank you to my bridesmaids. They went through a lot of changes, with the three different wedding date changes, the different venues, I don't want to tell you how many times I switched their bridesmaid dress color, but it was just kind of a way for me to say thank you to them. So that was on Friday in the afternoon. And then we got back from the tea and we decided that we were going to have a joint bachelor and bachelorette. So Christian's groomsmen and my bridesmaids, we all got dressed up. We had kind of like different themes each day, but that night we went to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Again, had a lot of experienced Disney people and I had a lot of Disney first timers. So it was kind of a unique blend of people. But we had so much fun together. We did the Christmas party. It was a blast. And then the next day we did Epcot, and that was super fun. We all wore very cute matching shirts. And then, you know, we kind of started out, and we did the princess breakfast because that was a necessity. And of course I cried, when every single princess came, to, you know, say hello, because that's just who I am as a person. But, so that was a really wonderful, way to kind of kick that day off. And then later on Saturday night, we had our welcome party, which was a dessert party, at Mexico in the Mexico Pavilion. That was really fun. We got to watch the fireworks. We did more like snack food, and we had an open bar. We did Mickey pretzels. We had Mickey bars. We had churros. My husband is literally obsessed with churros. This is not a joke. He probably eats like 10 to 15 a day when we're there. So he really likes churros. So that, again, non-negotiable, the churros had to be there. We originally were supposed to have our event in France, and when Mexico opened, we decided to just move it there because I just thought the firework viewing might be a little bit better. There is no wrong decision though. You can't go wrong with anywhere in that area. That being said, you know, we watched the fireworks. We got some beautiful firework shots, which were amazing. We got to greet everybody. It was really nice to see everybody. Most of the people that attended the wedding also attended the welcome party. So again, it was just kind of a way to say, hi, like, we're so happy you're here. And like really kick off the weekend. After the fireworks show concluded, we did do a ride mix-in on Soarin' Around the World. I really love that as an option because I think it is really, really friendly to all ages. I will tell you that my mother is, she's turning 82 next month. And you know, she really enjoyed it. But we also had younger guests who were, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old. They also enjoyed it. So it's one I feel like is really friendly to all ages. And no matter kind of what your speed is with rides, I feel like it's, again, really friendly. So we really enjoyed that. And also to make it extra cool and special, it was when they were doing Soarin' Over California instead of Soarin' Around the World. So our guests got to experience the California version, which is really special and unique. So that was really awesome. And then we did have our rehearsal the next day at 7:30 in the morning. I'm so sorry to my bridal party. I made you get up so early, so many days in a row. We did our rehearsal and then we had our rehearsal lunch in one of the convention center rooms at the Grand Floridian. It was, again, beautiful. I should also point out that it was my wonderful husband's birthday on the 19th of November. And so we had all the rehearsal stuff on his birthday. Happy birthday, Christian. Good thing it wasn't a milestone birthday, but yep, he was a trooper. So we did our rehearsal lunch there. Again, that was really wonderful. We did the barbecue option. It was really tasty. If you are looking for a rehearsal, you know, lunch, I definitely suggest that one. You can't really go wrong with any of the Disney foods, I don't think. But that was really, really tasty. And I think everybody really enjoyed it. So we did that. And then Monday was the big day. And that was just really fabulous. I do want to add one thing and I apologize. But the food. So we had a lot of people that had dietary restrictions and the team just went above and beyond. Like my sister-in-law has celiac and she, you know, she says it's really hard a lot of times to like find, gluten-free food, but also not just that, but gluten-free food that tastes good. And she said, first of all, the team every single time she, you know, told them like, hey, I have an allergy, or they were aware of an allergy. Like, they would send a chef out. They would make sure that her stuff was marked. And on top of that, she said like, it's the one of some of the best like gluten-free food she's tasted. And she'd never been to Disney before. None of my husband's immediate family had been to Disney before besides him. So, she was like, I would literally go back to Disney, just to eat the food because they were so accommodating and it tasted so good. And again, we had a lot of different dietary restrictions. We had gluten-free, we had dairy-free, we had vegan, you name it, we probably had it. So they were really accommodating with all of that, and made sure that all of our guests were fed at all points in time.
That's fantastic. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the wedding day ran?
Yep, for sure. So we woke up at 2:40 in the morning. Good morning. 2:45, they had started hair and makeup. They finished up around, 6 a.m., 6:30. Christina at that point had come in around 6:15 and sort of Courtney. They started shooting. And then we did our first look at 7 a.m. And then we were kind of finishing up by 8. We were on the motor coaches by 8:15. We were over at the wedding pavilion. And then, you know, we did our ceremony at 9:30. And then we escorted all of our guests over. They did their pre-reception from 10:30 to 11. And by 11 o'clock, we did our walk-in. We did the whole first dance. We did toasts. And then Mickey and Minnie showed up around 1:30 p.m. to do our cake cutting. And then we took pictures with them, which was fantastic. And then we were able to wrap everything up by 3 p.m. and be out of Citrico's.
That's fantastic. When you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
I would definitely say the entertainment portion was really important to us. The venue was really important to us. And honestly, outside of that, I would say, which is a very, like, it's just really broad. But like the, just the whole experience, like we, like I said, we really wanted everybody to have a really good, weekend, and the whole experience, and not just it be limited to one day. So, having multiple events was really important to us as well.
Got it. Were there any aspects that were less important where you maybe saved your money or your effort?
Yeah, definitely like the decor, like I was mentioning earlier, that was definitely, I would say, less important to us, which is partially, again, why we went with the venues that we went with, was just to, you know, lighten up on the decor. So I would definitely say that was on the lesser end of things. We were less concerned about adding little things like aisle runners or, you know, having different like napkins and things like that. Those pieces weren't as important to us.
Okay, great. So what ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
Oh gosh, the whole thing. I don't, you know, honestly, it's such a tough question. I think that my favorite part of the wedding day, honestly, was getting ready with my girlfriends was just like so fun. I got a very special gift from my maids of honor. My people of honor. I have a ring that my dad gave me for my 21st birthday, and it's very special to me for obvious reasons. But they gave me a bracelet that matched, so that was a really big core memory for me. Really sweet. It was my something blue. And then finally being married to Christian was so exciting. But I would say, doing our first look, like I was so excited. I think going into the wedding, everybody was like, oh, you're going to be nervous. You're going to be nervous. And I got to the day and I couldn't have been less nervous. I was just so excited to see him and be with him and show him my dress, because I'd been hiding it for so long. I would say my favorite memory of us getting married is just like first look for sure. It just was so special.
That's wonderful. Did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
To be honest, no. Everything was really, really wonderful. I would say the only thing that I was a little shocked by, or like I wasn't expecting it, was my flowers. And I was pleasantly surprised by them. So it wasn't a bad thing at all. I just wasn't, when you're working, you know, with a florist, you're never sure exactly how things are going to turn out. And so, you know, showing up the day of and just kind of seeing the flowers was a very pleasant surprise, but also like very surprising as to like how they actually looked. But nothing went wrong. The Disney team literally takes care of everything. So they're really wonderful.
Fantastic. Was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about and then it turned out not to be a big deal?
The flowers. I was really nervous, especially because in the middle of the planning process, they changed our point of contact for the florals from one person to another. But actually, I'm really glad that they did because I actually got on the phone with her 30 days out and I said, hey, you know, I was envisioning one thing for the florals and now I'm thinking about something else. Is there any way that we can change anything? And she hopped right on the phone with me. I explained to her my vision and she made it happen. I said, you know, I really like, my mom is a gardener. And I said, you know, I really like wacky flowers. Like the weirder the flower, the better. Like I love this flower that my mom, she says it looks like brains and I kind of have to agree with her, but they're called celosia. And I was like, you know, there's this flower that looks like a brain. And she immediately was like, celosia. And I was like, yeah. She goes, we can add that in. So I, you know, was very like nervous about how they were going to turn out, but wow, they knocked it out of the park. They made all the changes that I asked. It was really incredible.
That's wonderful. Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
No. Absolutely not. I would say I would stress less. It's all going to turn out perfect.
Any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
Trust your gut. And I tell that to anybody that's planning a wedding now, whether it's Disney or whether it's somewhere else. Trust your gut. If you are making decisions and it's not sitting right with you, trust your intuition because there's a reason that we have that. And this is your day. It is supposed to be one of the most special days of your life. And it is about you guys. And so you want to make it as personal and exactly what you want, because this may be the only time in your life that you will get to have, you know, complete discretionary thoughts about what you want to do and how exactly you want to do it. So I would definitely say trust your gut and do what you want.
That's great advice. Well, Emily, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in getting married or having a vow renewal at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com, or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.